Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Rambam, Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Klayim, the laws of mixed species, Perek Vav, chapter 6. We're learning about a very severe aspect of the laws of mixed species, and that is when we begin to mix either grains or vegetables with grapevines or grape seeds. That takes on a whole different level of stringency, and that's what we have been learning about. And there is the whole idea where when one mixes grains or vegetables with a vine, then the whole area becomes what is called kodosh, or hallowed, may not be used, we may not derive any benefit from it, it has to be burned, it has to be destroyed. That is how severe this particular law is. And because of the severity of the law of mixing grains and or vegetables with vines, therefore, not only is this forbidden by Torah law in Israel, but even forbidden by rabbinic law in the diaspora, unlike other forms of the laws of mixed species. So now we go on to learn details and applications of this particular law. Perek Shishi, chapter 6, Hazeireya Yorok, when somebody plants vegetables, a tvua, or grains, bikerem, in a vineyard, he does not follow Torah law, and he plants grains and or vegetables, garden seeds, in a vineyard. Or a hamakaima, he doesn't plant it, but he walks by, sees it, acknowledges it, and says this is okay, and doesn't uproot it. Ad shehesit b'masayim, until it added 1/200th or more of its growth. And in chapter 5, we learned about the definition of 1/200th and how we can measure it. But the fact is, it stayed there long enough where it added 1/200th after he saw it and did not uproot it. Hareze mikadesh, it now sanctifies or hallows or makes forbidden, in English, makes forbidden min hagafanim, all of the vines shesvivis of around it, where the vines become forbidden. How much? How far? Shesh esrei amo lechol ruach, 16 amo to every direction. An amo is about a foot and a half, 1.57 feet. 16 amos to every direction. Agulois veloi mirubois. Now there are actually various opinions, but that's the opinion we use, 1.57. This distance of 16 amos from the point of the mixture is circular and not square. When we take a point and we say we have to follow 16 amos from every direction, it could be circular. We make a big circle around the distance of 16 amos from the center. Or it could be square, where we go east, west, north, south. This is circular, not square. And here, you should have a diagram, which I think he's still working on, where the diagram shows a square with a circle in it. V'rayin kol ha'igul, and we see the whole circle. Now, if you take 16 amas from the center point, then the circumference of the circle is double that. Shtayu mushleisha amas, 32 amas is not the circumference. 32 amos is the diameter I meant. The diameter of this circle is 32 amos. Circumference is more. Ki'ilu hu kule mole yerek. So you take a 32 amos diameter circle, and you imagine as if not only the vegetable or the grain is in the center point, but it's all over this big circle. And therefore, forbids everything planted in the circle, every vine. V'chol gefen shetiyeh b'seich igolzeh, and every vine that will be planted in this circle of a 32 amma diameter, niskatcho imayorek, became hallowed or forbidden with the garden seed. The kel shechutz le'igol, but everything that is outside this circle, eina miskatcho, does not become hallowed, sanctified, or forbidden. So when you want to know what is forbidden because somebody wantonly and intentionally went and planted garden seed or grain in a vine, the answer is you take from the center point of the planting and you count 16 amos in every direction, make a circle around it, and that everything in that large circle is forbidden. Beis bamed dvarim amurim. Yeah, give it out, okay? So here is our diagram, our picture. Bamed dvarim amurim. When does this apply? Here, as he's distributing it, you see the circle in the square. So everything in the circle is forbidden. Outside the circle is okay. Now he says in 2, Bamed dvarim amurim, when does this apply? Kishahoya ben sifsei ha'igol hazeh, when there is between the edge of this circle, or ben shuras hakfanim shechutz aleihem, between the rows of vines outside the circle, yesir al arba amas, more than 4 amas. Then because there is a more than 4 amma space from the end of the circle until the next vine, then it doesn't carry outside this circle. If there was only a distance from the end of this circle until the next vine of exactly 4 cubits, or less, not more, then we imagine the circle kilu higia, as if it reached l'shudas mukhalei, to the next row. So it extends past the 32 amos diameter of the circle. Ukilu reichav ha'igol, this diameter of the new circle is bigger than 32 amos. It's arboim amma, it's 40 amos. Why? Because we don't have the space of 4 plus amos between the end of the circle and the next vine. As a rule, he says that there are usually 4 to 5 amos between rows of vines. So if there was a little bit more than 4, it's fine. But if there was less than 4, then the circle extends up to not 32 amos, but 40 amos. And we imagine, we see, kol gefen shetipol pesach igolzeh, any vine that will fall in this circle, which circle? The new one, shel arboim amma, 40 amma. And here you see in the second diagram, a double circle. The outer circle is the 40 amos. Harehi miskadeshes, becomes hallowed, prohibited, and must be burnt. So again, just to review so that we understand it. He took grain or garden seed, planted it in the middle of a vine. Forbidden. So what we need to do is we need to count 16 cubits from the point of the planting of the grain or garden seed in all directions in a circular fashion. And that becomes hallowed, forbidden. We have to take all the vines and burn them. They may not be used. That is, if there was a space in this 32 diameter circle and up to the next vine of at least 4 amas plus. But if there wasn't, then it goes to a 40 cubit diameter circle. Now he says in Gimel, Bamed dvarim amurim, when does the above apply? Bizeireya, when somebody plants this forbidden grain or garden seed, a mekayim, or somebody maintains it and allows it to remain with his blessing, teich HaKerem, in the vine. This is in the vine. Aval, however, HaZerea Chutz LaKerem, what if the planting took place not in the vine area, but outside of it, adjacent to it? Like here we have Beverly Hills, and then we have adjacent Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills adjacent. This is, there's vine, and then there's adjacent to the vine. V'samachlei, but close, adjacent. But it's not in the vine proper. Then it hallows and sanctifies and prohibits a lot less. What does it prohibit? Two rows of vines, the closest two rows to the boundary. And then another 4 cubits. It takes from this planting a width of 4 cubits along the whole line, which is a lot less than the massive square we talked about before. That is if there are vines there, plural. But if he planted next to one singular vine, like a vine, a little tiny vine, he only hallows and sanctifies from the seed, from this alien seed, only 6 tfachim in every direction, which is like 20 inches, a lot less. Now he goes on to say, in Dalid, in 4, Yaldo, what if there's, the word Yaldo means like a girl, a young girl. In this case, it means a young vine. Yalda, a young vine, a small vine, pochus mitefach, which is even less than one hand breadth, which is very small, like less than, like I think a hand breadth was 3 point something inches, is less than 4 inches or something like that. Eina mikadesh says azroyim, does not sanctify the zroyim, does not sanctify the garden seed. Bamed varam amurim. When does this apply? Bishtayim keneged shayim ba'achas yetzazonav. If there is one, or in fact very few vines, and here there is a diagram of shtayim keneged shtayim, two vines facing two vines, ba'achas yetzazonav, and one behind it like a tail. So here's the diagram. Two vines, and a tail. That's the whole vineyard. That's like a mini, mini, mini vineyard. Aval but imhaya kol hakerem kain. If the whole vine was planted like this, of small vines, but a big vineyard, the whole vineyard, hareizem mekadesh, then it does hallow and prohibit. The next halacha tells us about a very unusual slope within the ground where you actually have a garden area, then a steep incline and another garden area up on top of it. Shteginezu al gavzu, two gardens, one above the other with a steep incline. Hatachteinasu yakerem, the lower garden is made into a kerem. Can you pass me, Dennis, that kihot chumash there, second shelf? To the no. Shtekin gyanizu al gavzu, two gardens, one on top of the other. Hatachteino asuya kerem, the lower garden is a vineyard. Let me just take a moment here. The tefach is 3.15 inches, so 6 tvachim is 18 point something inches. The two gardens, one on top of the other, the lower garden is a vineyard. The question is, what are the limitations of the upper garden? Zedeya, so El Yaino, he can plant the upper garden with garden seeds and grains. Achu magia la avir asara tvachim, korev lekerem, as long as it doesn't encroach within 10 hand breaths in the air of the lower garden, which is the vineyard. Again, a handbreadth, according to the sizing we're using here, is 3.15 inches. 31 and a half inches is 10 handbreadths. Once it encroaches in the airspace, 31 and a half inches, or less, it's a violation. Sha'avir asara tvachim samach lekeren, because the airspace of 10 handbreadths or less over a vineyard, a legefen yechidus, or an individual vine, asur lizroya beizroyim, it's forbidden to plant any grains or garden seeds and having that encroach upon it. That is if the lower one was a vine, was a vineyard. And the upper one is where you're planting these other seeds. But if the upper one was a vine, he can plant the lower one with seeds. And here he only has to watch out not to encroach within 3 handbreadths from the root of the vine. Why? Because here the garden seeds are below and the vine is above, and the first thing he's going to hit are the roots. Vav mishahay sosadei ozruya yarakei tvua. New scenario, somebody had a field sown or planted with vegetable seeds or grain. So this field was already all sown. He had vegetation there, or seeds, and grain seeds. And he says, you know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm going to plant vines instead. But he already has the vegetable seeds or the grain there. He overturns the seeds with a plow. Once you do that, you know you're good. And then he plants. However, he can say, you know what? Let me plant first and then I'll overturn later. I'll plant right next to it. He should not plant and then overturn. First he has to overturn and then plant. However, what if it was planted with vines? And he wants to plant instead garden seeds in that area. He uproots the vines. Then go right ahead, knock yourself out and plant garden seeds. However, there is perhaps an alternative. Actually, if he wants to hack off the vines, where all there is left is less than a tepach of vine going to the ground, which means 3 inches or less, he may. Once it's planted, he can then take and uproot the rest. And I believe what he's saying is while he's uprooting the rest, the earth is all automatically covering the other seeds, so he kills 2 birds with one stone. That's what I believe the interpretation here is. Now with 7, we get into a whole different area in halacha, and that is the area of havrocha. Now, I'm from New Jersey. We didn't plant a lot of vines, at least where I lived. Even though there is a place not far from where I grew up called Vineland. But I grew up in Newark. We didn't even have trees. What he's talking about here is havracha. Havracha, my understanding is, you have a vine which grows and grows and grows. You take the edge of the vine and you plant it into the ground. So now you have the vine loops around and goes back into the ground, and you firmly plant it. What did you accomplish? Once it roots, takes root, you then snip the middle, and you have 2 vines. That's called habrocha. You plant the end into the ground. Or there are other ways of doing it. Some might even take the whole vine and bury it in the earth. Hamavrich es hagefen ba'oretz. What if somebody extends a vine by embedding it into the earth? And he says here that the Rambam is referring to a process which was used to extend a vine and increase its fertility. Because if a vine was allowed to grow endlessly, see, the vine goes and goes and goes, its fertility wanes as it grows longer. But if its head is implanted in the ground, it grows roots, increasing the nurture it could give the plant. And then from the embedded head would sprout forth a new plant. That's the idea of habracha. So hamavrich es hagefen ba'aretz, if somebody takes the head of a vine and implants it into the earth, even if he does it into a dried gourd, a dried vegetable, venasis kisilein, which becomes like a cylinder, or even he embeds the vine in a cylinder of earthenware. Why earthenware? Because earthenware is porous and the earth can connect to it. So here I believe we're talking about a situation where he didn't just take the tip of the vine and replant it into the earth so it take root. He took the whole vine and buried it in the ground. Now the question is, can you plant garden seeds on top of it? The answer is, if the soil over it was shlosha tvachim o yoser, three tvachim or more, again a tefach 3.15 inches, like 10 inches or more of soil, that's a lot of soil, harezem muter lizrei agaba, then he can actually plant on top of it. But if there was less, it's forbidden. We may plant next to it because there's absolutely nothing visible of this vine, and we're going to learn more details later. What if he plants it in hard soil, hard like rock, like stone, even though the measurement of soil is less than the amount of soil we said before? Before we said it has to be three tefachim. A tefach, is, we said, is 3.15 inches. And here he's talking about an etzba. An etzba is 0.79 inches. So if we have sholish etzbois, it's less than 2.4 inches. Muter lahavi zed alah, because it's hard, we may plant other plantings on top of it. When is this so? If the main vine is not visible, but if it's visible, then we must distance ourselves at least six tvachim to every direction, at least 20 inches to every direction, and then plant like we are said to distance ourselves, mikol gefen yichidis shalayhu bracha, from every individual vine that was not replanted in the ground. Kameshi is boyer, as we will explain in great detail. Tes hamavrich, if somebody does this habrocha process to sholish kfanim, to three vines, vikareim nidim, and their roots are visible. Yesh beinayim me'ar ba'amasach me'inay, if there is between them from 4 to 8 cubits, hadeilam etzdar from the shark farnim ma'imdus, then they connect to the other vines which stand ukiulei abricha. It's as if he never took the heads and replanted them, extended into the ground. V'imlav, and if not, ein etzdar, they do not connect. Hayapachas mishalish, but if it was less than three, ein etzdar, they don't connect. Alamarchik me'shisha tvachim choruach, but he distanced himself six tvachim to every direction. V'zeirean, he plants yudal. New direction of laws. Now, if you ever notice, a vine has branches that keep going and going. If somebody plants vegetable seed or grains under the branches, or under the leaves, which come forth out of the vine. The vine is far away, but the branches and the leaves are right here. And he's planting underneath, far from the roots. It still hallows it and forbids it. Even though this particular planting of grain or garden seed could be even a few amos or more away from the roots, the branches or the vine or the leaves of the vine also count. Yudbeis, now, if you've ever seen a vine, you notice that vines are guided to grow on a trellis. And the vines are like braided into the trellis, and they keep growing on the trellis. Hidlas hageffen. What if a person drapes a vine? Almixis apipirios on a trellis. Now the question is, some of the trellis has vine on it, and others does not yet, because it didn't get there yet. He should not plant garden seed or grain under the empty part of the trellis. Why not? It's empty. Even though, hey, on this part of the trellis, there's no leaves, there's no vine, because ultimately there might be. And if he planted, being that there are no crops right now under the shade of the vine, it is permissible. So also, if he draped the vine on some branches of a tree, he has a tree not far from the vine. He drapes some of the vine on branches of the tree. He uses the tree as a trellis. What kind of tree? She'ena esepetis. It must be a tree that does not produce fruit. Because if it's a fruit tree, then it has importance and it has identity of its own. Kigain, for example, ho'ed is a cedar tree. V'habreish, a pine tree. So now the question is, can he plant under other branches of that tree? So according to what we learned above, no, he cannot. But if he draped the vines on part of a fruit tree, then he may plant under the branches of the tree where the vine has not been extended over. Why? If it does not have fruit, if the tree is not a fruit tree, then the whole tree becomes nullified to the vine. And the whole tree becomes like a trellis. But if the tree has fruit, a person does not nullify a fruit tree, and make it into a trellis, like effin for a vine. A fruit tree is important too, so it has its own identity. But if the branches continued to flow after he planted the seed, and now the branches extend over the forbidden seed, then he has to remove them and put them elsewhere. And here we see there's a soft language. It's not like it's hallowed or forbidden. He's got to remove them. What if somebody plants under the balance of the trellis, the empty part of the trellis, as we said earlier, or under the balance of the non-fruit tree, and the vines flow, and they covered the garden seeds or the grains, at that point in time, it is forbidden to cause them to be sustained or to place them elsewhere. So what does he do? He must uproot the seeds. Yudalid. Konim, reeds. Hayetzim, which come forth, mean heoris from a lattice. There are reeds coming, projecting out of a lattice. Vechos aleihem lefoschon. And he doesn't want to cut them off. Kedesha leyashchis. Yes, these reeds are dangerous. Somebody can hurt themselves on them. But he's afraid if he cuts them too close, it's going to destroy the strength of the trellis. That's why he's allowing these reeds to come out, only to give it external strength. But it's not part of the trellis. Now the question is, can you plant under the reeds? Here you may plant under these reeds, because they're only support. But if he allowed them, that branches of the vine grow on these reeds, we all in Yetzim, and leaves protrude, then obviously it's forbidden. Tesvav 15, Perach Yetzim in Oris, A min Adolis, when a branch comes out of the vine which is propped up, or from a trunk of the vine that it's not propped up. So there's a branch that's coming forth from this propped up vine, or trunk of a vine that's not propped up. Reyonei say, the halacha is, we consider, we imagine, kilo mishkelis kluya bay adaretz. We take a straight line, like a plumb line, to the ground, and we also the zreya tachtav, and you're not allowed to plant under that imaginary line, anywhere within that imaginary line. V'chein ha-meseach zmeira mi'ilon li'ilon. So also, if one extends a branch from one tree to another, also there's reach tatel, you can't plant seeds under it. And finally, 16, the closing paragraph of this chapter. Kesher chevel, egmi mizmeira, if somebody ties a rope or a cord to a branch, the kosher haresh echad bi'ilon, he took the other end of the rope and tied it on a tree, so he has the end of a branch of a vine on a rope. The rope ties to a tree, and I guess he's trying to extend the vine. Here, he may plant under this rope, because the rope is just support. The rope is not a trellis. But if he intends the rope to act as a trellis and for branches and leaves to climb upon it, harehu kapapitas, then it becomes like a trellis. And just like we learned earlier, v'asal izreya tachta, one may not sow or plant garden seed or grain under a trellis. End of chapter 6.